We Know by Greg Hurwitz. Read by Jeff Harding. Chapter 1. I snapped awake at 2:18 a.m., the bloodshot numerals staring at me from the nightstand. For years on end, I woke up at this exact time every night, regardless of what time zone I was in. But after 17 years, I just started sleeping through the night. I had finally outrun the old fears. Or so I'd convinced myself. Remote sirens warbled in the night. At first I figured they were in my head, the soundtrack to the dream. But the distant wail got louder instead of fading. I hadn't awakened on my own. I ran through what I had remembered from the previous evening. The presidential debate had closed out prime time, and after the commentariat finished yammering, I'd fallen asleep watching a high-speed chase on the news. A guy in a beat-to-shit Jeep Cherokee hauling ass down the 405, a legion of black and whites drawn behind him like a parachute. I blinked hard, inhaled, and looked around. Same lemon pledge scent of my third-floor condo, my sweat imprint on the sheets and pillow, breeze rattling palm fronds against my balcony, one thin wall over. And a watery blue light undulating across the bedroom ceiling. I sat up. The TV across the room on the steamer trunk was off, but the distant sirens continued. And then, along with the light on the ceiling, the sirens abruptly stopped. I threw off the sheets and padded across the carpet, stepping over a discarded Sports Illustrated and sloughed-off dress shirts from the job I'd left a week ago. In my plaid pajama bottoms, I ventured into the all-purpose living room, heading for the balcony.